Welcome to People Power and Politics, our talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Mr. Christopher Benjamin, who is the Community Relations Officer at the Consul General of Jamaica in New York. Welcome, sir. Always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me, Ms. Phillip.
Okay. So today we're going to be discussing the Jamaica Diaspora Conference, which is going to be held from June the 16th to the 19th in beautiful Montego Bay. So could you delve into the history of the Diaspora Conference in Jamaica and share with us how it has evolved over the past two decades, making it a significant event in the Jamaican development landscape?
All right. So as you would know, this is the 10th biennial. So it's 20 years now since we have started having this conference. The conference started out of a need for members of the diaspora who were always lobbying the government for, you know, to have an ear for the issues that the persons who were living in the diaspora wanted to share with the country. And so coming out of that, the initial conference was organized where those first, I guess you would call them the pioneers, traveled to Jamaica to come together to share and come to a common understanding of what are the concerns that the members of the diaspora had and how they could share that, and for the government to offer a listening ear to them and to hear their various concerns.
Okay. So based on the past conferences, can you share with us some of the achievements or impactful outcomes?
All right. So based on the past conferences, a number of things have happened. Firstly, Jamaica is one of the few countries in the world that actually has a diaspora policy, and that came out of the initial meetings. And that diaspora policy talks about how the government engages with its diaspora. And it is what has led to the formation of the Global Jamaica Diaspora Council and the Global Jamaica Diaspora Youth Council, which its members have an opportunity to listen to their constituents, as in the people who are living in the areas where they are, and bring those concerns directly to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jamaica, which of course will place those in front of the government. But beyond just policy and talk, there has also been some fruitful outcomes of them. Now, one of the fruitful ones, 21st Century Ed, an organization based here, led by Marlon Lindsay, a diaspora member who moved here as a child, he went to the conference in 2019 and did a presentation about STEM education. And coming out of that presentation on STEM education, just earlier this year, the government of Jamaica has declared Jamaica as a STEM island, meaning that going forward, we are going to now be focusing on STEM education. And I know of the schools that are going to be developed, one of them is going to have the extended name STEAM, where arts is going to be included. So I don't want anybody coming after us saying we're leaving out the arts. But when you look at where the world is going, STEM education is the priority. We are looking at robotics. We are looking at science and technology. That's where the world is going now. So there has to be a priority focus on these areas. And Marlon Lindsay and his team are at the forefront of driving some of these changes on the island, because they are also looking to develop six STEM schools, and a major STEM academy that is going to be established in Kingston. So there, that is something that came out of somebody going to the conference to present, seeing a need as a member of the diaspora, and said, look, this is what we're going to do going forward.
Okay, great. So this year's conference theme is United for Jamaica's Transformation, Fostering Peace, Productivity, and Youth Empowerment. What specific initiatives or strategies are being emphasized to address these focus areas?
All right. So as always, we are driving a number of these areas. So education, health, agriculture, investment. These are all amongst the areas of focus that we are looking at. And we are also looking at, you know, the areas where the diaspora thinks that we need to have greater emphasis on. So a lot of these things are going to be driven based on the members who are going to be in attendance.
All right. So, you know, this is the Jamaica Diaspora Conference, but how is the conference aiming to facilitate collaboration and partnership between Jamaicans living abroad and those residing on the island? Because you don't want anybody to feel left out, right?
Right. So it's the Jamaica Diaspora Conference, but, you know, what is going to happen is that there will be an opportunity for an exchange of ideas. So even though diaspora members are the primary target, there are opportunities for locals to also participate, local organizations to participate, and a sharing of ideas. I must say that the Diaspora Conference is one of the few opportunities where all the members of the cabinet in Jamaica, that's the ministers of government, will be present at this event. So you are able to hear from them, but not only to hear from them, that they hear from you. You're able to share information with them, and they are able to share information with you in terms of what are some of the initiatives that are being done, and to listen, because the conference, one of the pillars of the conference was that this is an opportunity for your government to listen to the ideas that are being presented and then take that back and see how some of these ideas can be incorporated going forward.
So earlier I mentioned the theme of the conference, and one of the areas is youth empowerment. How is the conference looking to ensure that the voices and perspectives of young Jamaicans, both at home and abroad, are heard and integrated into discussions and outcomes?
All right. So the first thing I must say, and this is just going to registration. So if you're a young person and you want to attend the conference, this is an opportunity for you to register at the conference for free. You're under 35 and you want to go, just reach out to any of the consulates, or if you are a member of the Global Jamaica Diaspora Youth Council, you can reach out, or you can reach out to the ministry, and we will share with you the registration link for the young persons, because we want the young persons to come. And we do understand that some young persons may just be coming out of college or university, and the registration might be a little prohibitive for them. So we have offered, we can accommodate up to 50 young persons. But beyond just the registration, the program is designed so that the youth are also involved and are participating. There are special panels just for young persons to share their concerns, share their ideas, and to engage in the overall process of the conference. So it's not just for the older heads to come in and share it, but there is space for young people because the young people are the future. And as we are moving forward, we want them to be involved in the planning and the outcomes of the country.
Okay, so Mr. Benjamin, what role does the Jamaican diaspora play in the country's economic growth and social progress?
All right. So the Jamaican diaspora, typically are looked at as one of the major drivers in terms of foreign exchange income into the country. So if you look at remittances, it's the largest. But one of the things that we want persons to know that there is, we're not just looking at the diaspora as sending remittances home, that they are also drivers of investment in Jamaica. A lot of our diaspora members, they own property, they own businesses, their families are still there running some of these things. So while we talk about foreign direct investment and we look at the big numbers from large corporations, our diaspora members spread right across, from small investments, medium-sized investments, to large investments. A number of projects that are taking place on the island now are being driven by diaspora members. But also, some of the investment projects that are on the island, our diaspora members are looking at them as opportunities, whether it is real estate, whether it is through agriculture, tourism projects. They are all there looking. And this is one of the things that will be on full display at the diaspora conference. You are able to go. There's a marketplace that will be there that you are able to go through and see what are some of these opportunities. Because, yes, we know that you're still going to be sending those funds to your families and relatives back home to make sure that they are well taken care of. But we also know that our diaspora members are looking for other ways that they can generate income on the island and see the country grow.
And finally, Mr. Benjamin, looking ahead, what are the future goals or aspirations for the Jamaican Diaspora Conference, and how do you envision its continued impact on Jamaica's development trajectory?
Well, in terms of speaking on the future goals, I won't address that so much. I would leave that for the Diaspora Council to expose at the conference or going future. But I do know that one of the major aims of the Diaspora Conference is to continually being the bridge between the conversation between the diaspora and the government and people of Jamaica. And so that this conference will be an avenue to continue growing, being an avenue for the members of the diaspora to have their voices heard, for being an avenue for the growth of the country based on the presentation of the various investment opportunities, so that diaspora members can come to one place and be able to see the opportunities that exist for them going forward. Now, you remember, this happens every 2 years, and so the conversation doesn't stop and then start again at the next 2 years. But this is an opportunity for the culmination of what happens in between the conferences to be put on full display for everybody to see.
All right. And so how can one register, get some more information to be part of this exciting conference?
Okay. So to register, one can go to Eventbrite and search for Diaspora Conference JA registration, or they can just type in bit.ly/Diaspora Conference JA registration. We currently have early bird registration going on, which ends actually in 5 days. which is $160 for the entire 3 days of the conference. After that, it goes up to the full rate. But right now, you can go in, do your registration, and you get the full package. And if you may permit me, I would just like to add two other things that happened the day before and the day after the official conference. So we actually have the official church service on it's actually on the 16th. You know, for persons who wish to go, they can go in and, you know, get some blessings. But the day after the conference end on the 20th, we actually have the Jamaica Diaspora Day of Service, which individuals typically come in and they may want to go back to their communities. They may want to go back to the school that they attended. They may want to go back to the health center that they got treatment at for many years and offer some service. They can do that. Just go to, once they go under registration, they can look for the registration for the Diaspora Day of Service. And why I mention that, I know that some persons may want to take things in to give back. There are special dispensations being worked out with Jamaica Customs that will allow persons to take in items for this. But they have to register the project that they're going to be doing before they get to Jamaica, so that Jamaica Customs will be fully aware that they're coming in with all of these things. Again, the registration for the conference is bit.ly/diaspora-conference-JA-registration, and they can get all the information there.
Thank you so much, Mr. Benjamin. Always a pleasure having you.
And thank you as always.
You're very welcome.
People Power and Politics, Hard Talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.